taking a look at animal testing. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it sometimes good? Is it sometimes bad? Because that's one of the things I want you to be thinking about, too. Is it all one way or all the other? Is it all good? Is it all bad? Would you say that there are times and ways in which it is absolutely necessary? And then at the same time, there may be times and ways in which it is absolutely unacceptable. Okay, we're going to a con. Animals can suffer like humans do. And again, the cons are saying animal testing should not be continued. The main point now is that animals can suffer like humans do. So it is speciesism to experiment on them while we refrain from experimenting on humans. Okay. All suffering is undesirable, whether it be in humans or animals. Discriminating against animals because they do not have the cognitive ability, language, or moral judgment that humans do is more justifiable than discriminating against human beings with severe mental impairments. As English philosopher Jeremy Bentham wrote in the 1700s, the question is not can they reason, nor can they talk, but rather can they suffer. Next pro, where their primary point is that the vast majority of biologists and several of the largest biomedical and health organizations in the United States endorse animal testing. A poll of 3,748 scientists by the Pew Research Center found that 89% favored the use of animals in scientific research. The American Cancer Society, American Physiological Society, National Association for Biomedical Research, American Heart Association, and the Society of Toxicology all advocate the use of animals in scientific research. What are your thoughts? All right, let's see if we can get at least one or two more pros, one or two more cons. Is this kind of hard for you to think about, you know, to engage, especially on the emotional level? Or is it kind of easy? Okay, here we go. Back to the pros. Some cosmetics and healthcare products must be tested on animals to ensure their safety. So here are their supporting points. American women use an average of 12 personal care products per day. An average of 12 personal care products per day, so product safety is of great importance. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration endorses the use of animal tests on cosmetics to assure the safety of a product or ingredient. China requires that all cosmetics be tested on animals before they go on sale. So cosmetics companies must have their products tested on animals if they want distribution in China. Mosquito repellent, which helps protect people from malaria and other dangerous illnesses, must undergo toxicological testing, which involves animal testing, in order to be sold in the United States and Europe. Okay, how about this one? Next con. The Animal Welfare Act has not succeeded in preventing horrific cases of animal abuse in research laboratories. Violations, they say, of the Animal Welfare Act at the federally funded New Iberia Research Center in Louisiana included maltreatment of primates who were suffering such severe psychological stress that they engaged in self-mutilation. Infant primates awake and alert during painful experiments, and chimpanzees being intimidated and shot with a dart gun. An incident at the University of California at Davis Center for Neuroscience. It says three baby mice were found sealed alive in a plastic baggie and left unattended on a laboratory counter, according to the Sacramento Bee. A U.S. Department of Agriculture lawsuit against Shin Nippon Biomedical Laboratories of Everett, Washington, alleged willful violation of the AWA, including the death of 38 primates from dehydration, hypoglycemia, suffocation, hyperthermia, and seizures. This is, you know, when you hear me share information like that, that's part of the reason that I was asking you if you find any of this kind of difficult to listen to hear. And especially for anyone who does find it kind of difficult to hear, I guess that's part of the reason that, you know, it would be so easy to say, hey, look, I'm on the side of the folks who say animal testing needs to be discontinued. But how about people who look at this from a, I guess you could say, a more pragmatic or practical standpoint, they might say. And for them, the issue is, okay, we know safety is needed. So do we say, all right, we're going to put animals ahead of humans and stop testing the animals so that we don't have any incidences at all of the animals being abused and or neglected? Or do we say, well, listen, it's certainly not the best, but we value humans so much more than we value animals. We value the animals, but we value humans more. And so, although we're not excited about the process, we prefer that the animals be tested in order to determine how safe the product might be or the ingredient might be for humans. How many of you say, well, I understand both of those positions, but I'm still just in limbo. I just don't know which way to go on this. And it can be like that. It can be tough. Well, I'll continue this discussion probably Saturday as we look at some more of the pros and cons of animal testing. Try not to let your emotions determine how you respond to the people on the other side. We don't want people hating other people because you hate a position that the other people might take. Remember, we're all humans first and foremost, and we need to value each other enough that we can care about each other even when we don't care about each other's positions. And if you teach your children to do that, to have that mindset, to develop that outlook, that worldview, that approach to life, it can certainly put them in position to develop better relations with people they disagree with. And that is truly a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.